From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Syria negotiators out of peace talks. Syrian government negotiators at peace talks in Geneva will go home over the weekend and have yet to decide whether to return next week, the delegation's lead envoy said Friday, citing a statement by the opposition that President Bashar al-Assad could play no role in a transition period. The regime's chief negotiator told reporters his team would leave the UN-backed talks and that Damascus will decide if they will return and continue the talks next Tuesday. Zimbabwe's newly installed President Emmerson Mnangagwa has named his new cabinet. The choices exclude members of the opposition, dashing hopes that Mnangagwa would seek to create a more inclusive political climate than his predecessor, Robert Mugabe. Robert Gutu is spokesman for the opposition Movement for Democratic Change. He says that the new cabinet represents no change for Zimbabwe.
It's really a cabinet that I would say is like putting old wine in new bottles. It is like showing the reverse side of the same coin. We don't see any fundamental shift from the old order of the former president, Robert Mugabe.
The main opposition leader told the Associated Press there had been no dialogue with the new administration. To the cheers of hundreds of students Friday, President Mnangagwa delivered a message that economic revival at a graduation ceremony at the Chinhoyi University of Technology west of Harare. The new president told the students the economically struggling country must modernize in order to engage with a fiercely competitive world. This is VOA News.